You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hundreds of refugees descended on Canberra, calling on the government to honour its promise.
What we need! What we need! What we need!
During the election campaign, Labor committed to end the immigration limbo for up to 19,000 recognised refugees in Australia on temporary protection visas. More than 3 months into the new government, they're hoping for that process to begin. Some of those at the protest spoke to SBS News.
I've been here since I was 12. I studied in high school, but I couldn't go to university.
So I want to study, but I need a document for that. I need a immigration support. I can't. So then how can I study? That's why I'm driving a truck. So if I can't get a skill, I can't study, how can I get a skill?
Green Senator Nick McKim says it must happen as a matter of urgency.
Our obligation is to provide everyone who is here on protection with permanent protection. And this means a pathway to permanent residency and a pathway to citizenship in Australia.
The timeline is still unknown. In a statement to Twitter, Immigration Minister Andrew Giles said, "We will keep this promise and meet our commitment as soon as possible." Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says there's a lot the government and its predecessors have to answer for.
I see nurses and I see teachers and I see chefs and I see social workers and I see builders and electricians and plumbers and architects and economists. I see the making of a country. I see all of the skills here that this country needs.
Many in this group are highly skilled and qualified workers currently limited from meaningful or long-term employment by their visa status. It's something new Labor Senator Fatima Payman knows, recounting her father's own experience as a refugee who came by boat.
For 4 years, my father worked around the clock as a kitchen hand, a security guard, a taxi driver, while learning English as a second language and saving up enough money to sponsor my mother, my two siblings and I.
In her maiden speech to Parliament, she reflected on the benefits immigration has.
There are many immigrants who turn to this great country of ours in hope of finding a better place to call home, to raise a family, to start a life. They bring with them their talents and skills and phenomenal work ethics and their families in hope for a better tomorrow. They add to our diversity, to our society, to our culture and to our cuisine and, of course, to our economy.
Last week, the government announced it would increase the permanent migration cap to 195,000 to make up for the shortfalls exacerbating skills shortages. While the government faces questions on the temporary visas, it's on the brink of completing another election promise on climate change. Labor has secured the support of Independent Senator David Pocock, who's put up amendments to the bill.
It's a step forward for Australia and signals that we are getting more serious. Clearly, we've got a long way to go. We've heard a lot of talk about climate action, legislating a target at the same time. We're seeing, you know, acreage opened up for offshore oil and gas, which those two things don't go together. So we've got a long way to go, but this is a start.
The government has agreed to some amendments which will increase transparency of the targets. It means once the vote passes the Senate, it will go back to the House of Representatives with the amendments for a final vote, which will pass with a government majority. Krishani Danji, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.